is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issue or concerns, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Impossible or possible? What are the possibilities for immigration reform in the United States? President Biden's immigration reform bill could change everything or not pass at all. Here's what you need to know. Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Hey, February 2021. It's historic because the Biden administration, like the Obama administration, is proposing comprehensive immigration reform. But comprehensive immigration reform has been proposed many times. For example, Kennedy and McCain, both deceased, they had a proposal for comprehensive immigration reform that Obama supported, but McCain did not support when he ran for president. He changed his mind on immigration issues. In fact, KKK Russian Trump went further than McCain. He decided that he will show his true colors, that he is KKK Russian anti-immigrant Trump. Passing comprehensive immigration reform is an impossible task. Why? Because the Democrats only have 51 votes in the Senate, and that includes the Vice President Harris. They need 9 more votes. Who are these 9 Republicans that will vote for comprehensive immigration reform? Can the Biden administration find 9 Republicans who obviously may lose their job if they supported comprehensive immigration reform? and KKK Russian Trump will be standing there with his Confederate flag, with his rioters, to threaten those 9 Republicans not to support comprehensive immigration reform. In fact, comprehensive immigration reform can benefit not only the Democrats, it could benefit the Republicans, because that is one method to get rid of the demon KKK Russian Trump. Again, comprehensive immigration reform is impossible to pass. My law firm, Figueroa & Associates, asked the lawyer, we have been advocating for comprehensive immigration reform since 25 years ago, a quarter century. For a quarter century, Brian Figueroa, Figueroa & Associates, along with the Immigrants Journal, our publication, our nonprofit, the Immigrants Journal Legal and Educational Fund, our publication, Caribbean American Weekly, our more recent publication, Workers World Today, our more recent nonprofits, New York City Media Training and Diversity, Inclusion and Equality, we have all fought for comprehensive immigration reform. Why? Because the 12 to 18 million undocumented people in America have done a lot for America since they've been here. Also, those people deserve a path to legalization, getting a work permit, getting a green card, becoming U.S. citizens. We need to solve this problem that this country has had since 1982. 1982 was the last time comprehensive immigration reform was passed under Ronald Reagan, a Republican president, in 1982. Obviously, at that time, the Democrats played a large role in getting comprehensive immigration reform in 1982. So you could do the math. That's how many years ago? 39 years ago? So what can we do? How can we pass comprehensive immigration reform? Senator Schumer has to have a key role. Obviously, he's the majority leader in the Senate. Senator Gillibrand from New York State, she used to be an anti-immigrant, and then she became pro-immigrant when she was made a state senator by the governor, by Governor Patterson, an African-American. So she gave up her anti-immigrant behavior and support immigration now. That's Senator Gillibrand. Maybe she can convince Republicans to change their position and ways based on how she changed her position and ways. Obviously, she had to do so if she wanted to be a state senator. And she obviously ran for president recently unsuccessfully. So what does that all mean? It means that comprehensive immigration reform, it is possible to pass it, but we have to work hard to achieve it. So President Biden, he needs to be on the forefront fighting for comprehensive immigration reform. If it fails, it means that he is not a successful president, that he has not represented us properly, and it was a total waste of time voting for him. President Biden, we are going to hold you responsible. We're going to hold Senator Schumer responsible if comprehensive immigration reform is not passed. If Senator Schumer, President Biden, and all those other Democrats in the Senate fail to get a deal on comprehensive immigration reform, it means that they made empty, they made superficial promises to our community that they will pass comprehensive immigration reform. And as I said, for the last 39 years since the last amnesty, for the last quarter century our efforts in this office to get comprehensive immigration reform passed has all been for zero. Because the result that we want is a path to legalization for all those undocumented people in America, whether they're from Latin America, Africa, the Caribbean, Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Arab countries, Muslim countries. Those people deserve a path to legalization, getting their work permits, getting their green cards, and getting their citizenship. So when we talk about comprehensive immigration reform, there are obviously certain requirements that we need to fulfill. And Ms. Phillip, the editor for our publications, she's going to go through those six items now, a summary of what we need to get comprehensive immigration reform. And this is in President Biden's legislatures in Congress proposal. Ms. Phillip?
Thank you, Mr. Figueroa. So these are the things, the six things that you need to prepare for the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021. 1, identity records. 2, criminal records. 3, FOIA, which is Freedom of Information Act, and that you need that from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Customs and Border Protection, Office of Biometrics Information Management, Executive Office of Immigration Review, Department of State. 4, taxes. 5, evidence of presence in the United States. And 6, immigration fraud. These are the 6 items that need to be addressed in preparation for the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Yes, Ms. Phillip. Yes, Ms. Phillip. Thank you. So it means that those who will be on the path to legalization must have certain qualifications. And at Figueroa and Associates, we have designed a special consultation form, special information that we will give to people who may qualify to determine when and if they qualify for that path to legalization. When we do these reviews, what we also look at is, do they qualify to get any legalization currently? Many times people come in for a consultation and they may not understand that, okay, you may have a petition by your spouse and you need a provisional waiver, or you may have an abused spouse, so you qualify under VAWA, male or female and children, or certain petitions for children of parents, married or unmarried, they could also get provisional waivers to go to their home countries and get their green cards. What we have seen over the years is that people don't understand that President Barack Obama passed certain executive orders. Those executive orders remained under the Trump administration that could help people on their path to legalization. There's also children who may qualify to get a green card under SIJ, Special Immigrant Juvenile Petition. So, whether it be youths, whether it be the parents, whether you came here with or without inspection, there are certain paths to legalization, and you will not need comprehensive immigration reform under Biden's 2021 proposal. So, what you need is a diagnostic. And that's what we do here at Figueroa and Associates. That's what we are about at Ask the Lawyer, that we want to put you on the right path. Also, we're going to let you know if you do not qualify and what is the consequence of that disqualification. And again, you have to be careful because there are going to be notaries out there, people who are not lawyers. There are going to be people who prepare tax, not lawyers. There are going to be lawyers that do not understand U.S. immigration law, yes. So we have done this type of work, immigration law, for the last quarter century. That's 25 years, yes. And through our evaluations, we will determine whether or not you could benefit once this act is passed for a part of legalization, whether or not you qualify for a green card immediately through some other criteria. And three, whether or not you do not have no part of legalization and you have to start living with that reality. And that reality is a big issue for people who with criminal records or people who committed immigration fraud. When you commit immigration fraud, it's a lifetime ban for any immigration benefit. One of the issues we investigated in recent times through Caribbean American Weekly, the Immigrants Journal, was the unfortunate fraud by Ali Louison, a gentleman who did thousands of fraudulent VAWA applications unknown to the most of the people who he filled out those forms for. Ali Louison was indicted by the Vermont U.S. Attorney's Office, and unfortunately for him, he died of, he died a couple months ago. So, but those people are victims, and some of those people that he did work for, they may be, challenged by immigration as to be participating in an active immigration fraud scheme. So these are some of the consequences that you have when, hey, what happened? You wanted a quick fix. And there's, in immigration law, there's no quick fixes. Anything that you do, you're responsible for. When you fill out a form, and you sign your name, or someone fill out the form, and you sign your name, you are responsible for what is on that form. So what we need our people to understand is you cannot commit fraud, and this is what we have communicated to our listenership and through our publications. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Call. Set up a free consultation. Come to the office with all your immigration documents. You could also visit our website and we will have that consultation form and that checklist that Ms. Phyllis just spoke about, those six items, so you could prepare before you come to the office for your free consultation. The number to call is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could also visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You got questions, we got answers. We could save you a lot of frustration. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.